Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Questions now on what might have been known about the two Boston bombers, their travels and actions prior to the marathon attacks. Could anything have been done to stop them? Well, James Clapper, director of national intelligence at a conference in Virginia this week, sounded pretty defensive when he said, quote, "We're in the post-event witch hunt phase, which is predictable. I think it would be a real good idea not to hyperventilate for a while now until we actually get all the facts." Well, Congress wants to know what the FBI did in response to warnings from Russian officials in 2011 about Tamerlane Tsarnaev. Yesterday, senators received a classified briefing on the latest from Boston. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is here. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
Hyperventilation going on down there on Capitol Hill?
Maybe some. There is frustration at the DNI and James Clapper, as you mentioned, and in the intelligence community. You know, John, they're used to this. There is this kind of hyperventilation, and you heard Clapper there in your quote say, not surprising. After the Fort Hood shooting, we saw similar hyperventilation. After the attempted Times Square bombing, similar hyperventilation in Clapper's view. And now, much the same.
Well, there was certainly a solid defense of the FBI yesterday. First, here's Jay Carney, White House press secretary.
It is clear from that the FBI followed up on the information that it received about Tamerlane Tsarnaev, the elder brother. They investigated it thoroughly and did not find terrorist activity domestic or foreign.
And even Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia wasn't about to go down a road accusing the FBI.
No, I can't say the FBI dropped the ball. I don't see anybody yet that dropped the ball. That may develop.
And Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein seemed to be actually working for the FBI yesterday.
The FBI is total hands on this thing now. And they are committed to follow this through, bring everyone to justice, understand all of the elements of it. But they have to be given an opportunity.
All right, so who's outraged here? Who really thinks the FBI might have let something slip through the cracks here, Todd Zwillick?
Well, if you heard Dianne Feinstein and Saxby Chambliss defending the FBI, listen now to Lindsey Graham, who, along with John McCain, is criticizing not the FBI specifically, but the broader intelligence apparatus about how this could happen. Listen to Lindsey Graham.
This suspected radical Islamist is able to go back to Russia, to Dagestan, without the FBI or the CIA being made aware of it. Between Benghazi and Boston, our systems are failing and we're going backwards.
Now, he's referring there to the security lapse that he believes happened at Benghazi that resulted in the death of U.S. ambassador.
Correct. And he's linking those two things. Now, here's what Lindsey Graham is talking about more broadly. A couple of points in the timeline with Tamerlane Tsarnaev. We have all read, we all know that Russian authorities, Russian intelligence tipped off our intelligence service that Tamerlane Tsarnaev was in the United States and they thought that he might be radicalized. That's when you hear Saxby Chambliss saying, I don't think the FBI dropped the ball because they visited him and interviewed him and his family and friends found no threat of terrorism at that point. John, it was after that point, which was in 2011. Go forward to 2012. Tamerlane Tsarnaev got on a plane and flew to Dagestan. Now, Lindsey Graham wants to know, how did he fly? Because he was on a watch list that should have barred him from flying. Lindsey Graham says that a briefing from the FBI to him says this might be as simple as the Aeroflot manifest misspelling his name. The question is, are our no-fly lists? It could be as simple as a misspelling. Are they picking up permutations of names like Tsarnaev or even Zwillick that could be easily misspelled? That's one issue. And then there are all the issues of after he came back and whether or not we were tracking him. Listen to Lindsey Graham once again, sort of talking about what happens in his mind about an intelligence failure after Tamerlane Tsarnaev comes back from Dagestan 2012.
The suspected radical Islamist, the person we got warning letters about, is openly on the internet for months talking about killing Americans and engaging in radical jihad against the United States, and we were unable to connect the dots and pick that up. The rest is history.
Does Lindsey Graham want people to be picked up and arrested for talking about jihad on the internet?
Lindsey Graham is in the mode of, I'm just asking the hard questions, John. That happens on Capitol Hill sometimes, especially when security confronts civil rights. Lindsey Graham is asking how Tamerlan Tsarnaev could have been on YouTube and on other websites reading about jihadism, sometimes commenting about it, and he wasn't picked up or made known to the authorities. He says the FBI told him, we don't have as much power as you think. He has First Amendment rights. We can't necessarily roll him up. Because of that, Lindsey Graham is saying we need hearings and we may need to further tweak national intelligence law beyond the Patriot Act for fly lists and to pick up people like Tamerlan Tsarnaev after we think that they've been radicalized. And that is going to have First Amendment and Fourth Amendment implications for sure, John.
So hearings, not a drone strike on a street in Cambridge, Mass. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
Pleasure.